Lisbeth Engel manages distribution for the Needlework Guild. A large church has loaned the group a classroom where she stands in the middle of hundreds of cardboard boxes.
I am allergic to cardboard boxes. I have been sneezing my head off.
Each box is filled with school uniforms, khaki pants or skirts, polo shirts, underwear, socks, and belts. Workers from the local Bell's department store dropped off the clothing the day before and stayed to unpack and help sort the items. Now, Lisbeth is taping up the boxes to send to all the elementary schools in Lakeland. But before she does, she drops in a pink letter.
I'm enclosing a letter to the principals and the guidance counselors at the school, reminding them again who we are, what we do. Most of them have grown to expect these items of clothing. And we like to let people know what we do. We don't self-promote very much.
That lack of promotion means that most people have never heard of the Needlework Guild, or NGA Inc., as it's now officially called. There are no fundraisers, no campaigns, no billboards, but it's been around for a long time.
I'm good at it, though, aren't I? I've probably taped up several thousand boxes over the last 20 years.
Lady Wolverton started the Needlework Guild in England in 1882 when she asked her friends to knit clothes for orphans of a Welsh mining disaster. Reports of the group's good works filtered back to the States, and a few years later, an American woman in Philadelphia reproduced the Needlework Guild there. There are only two branches in Florida, both in Polk County. One is in Bartow, and the Lakeland branch, founded in 1935, is celebrating its 80th anniversary. Many of the volunteers have mothers or grandmothers who raised money for Needlework Guild. The charity goes about its work very quietly. In the spring, a group of ladies each write several of their friends and ask them to donate.
I have five or six people who, every year, I go pick up a $50 check from them, and that's it. You know, my tennis buddy and my lunch buddies and people like that.
Those checks add up. This year, the group collected roughly $70,000 from about 1,500 contributors. A volunteer board places the clothing order with Bell's, which delivers the clothes before school starts, and that's it. There are no administrative costs. The school district delivers the boxes to 26 elementary schools throughout Lakeland.
I just put up all the socks and all the underwear and all the belts, so we're getting ready to go.
At Cleveland Court Elementary, school nurse Pam Hope sorts the donated uniforms before orientation.
It's all new clothes, all new belts. I'll show you how many they gave us actually this year, which is wonderful because we run out of them quickly. They gave us all those belts.
Hope says she sees her share of the county's burgeoning homeless student population. Many families are staying in motels or sleeping in cars. The new clothes, she says, make a big difference.
For the little ones just starting, it makes them very happy because first day of school is scary anyway. And they can come dressed like every other child and new, you know, looking good, feeling good. I think it impacts the kids a lot because just to see them and when they're in the hall telling me, look at my clothes, they're very pleased.
The National NGA mission statement reads in part, a new outfit encourages a positive outlook on life. Hope says the new school clothes help students feel that they belong. For State Impact Florida, I'm Robin Sussingham.